Marine Corps, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and the MIA. Down here he has two soldiers back to back, modern soldier and an ancient soldier.
Kluwak Elder Aaron Isaacs pats the totem pole as he describes each of the elements carved into the wood. He's been planning a totem pole to honor veterans for decades. Isaac started fundraising for it with pancake breakfast at local eatery Annie Betty's, but he knew he needed more than pancakes to make it happen.
And then I started sending out letters to anybody and everybody, asking for contribution.
And those letters got a response. Private businesses, the Department of Defense.
It just exploded. Before I knew it, I ended up raising $60,000 for this pole.
John Rowan is the carver and has been in on the project from the start. After some delays, carving began last September, and Rowan says he's happy it's done and ready to raise.
It was like a pressing in my mind. You know, I had lots of time, but I just, you know, we have a lot of vets that are leaving us, you know. But yeah, it was a sigh of relief to finally get it done.
Rowan says the base of the 37-foot pole will depict a presentation flag. That's the flag that a family receives at a veteran's funeral. The bottom of the pole has two soldiers on either side. One is a 1960s-era U.S. Army soldier, complete with a pack of Lucky Strike cigarettes tucked in his helmet.
And then on this side, because all our peoples come from warrior class or a warrior background, otherwise we wouldn't be here. So this here represents them. This is the only way that I could do it, is from what I know. And so we put an ancient warrior with a helmet, collar, slat armor.
The warrior holds a double-headed dagger and will carry a jade pick. Above the soldiers is the POW MIA insignia. That stands for Prisoners of War Missing in Action. Rowan explains that the pole is a mortuary pole to some extent, so he carved a bentwood box on the other side of the pole behind that insignia.
Because in those old poles, they would have cremated them, and the high-ranking, the high-caste people in that. And out of respect for our brothers and sisters that did not come home, that's why that's down there.
Further up are insignias for different branches of the U.S. military, but they're not all in a line.
Kind of did it a swirl so that you kind of have to walk around the whole thing to see it.
And at the top are an eagle and a raven, but they don't face each other. They're back to back.
For the veterans, this year's us watching each other's backs.
Isaac says he's pretty sure this is the first totem pole of its kind. It's a reminder of all the veterans who've served and a way to acknowledge Alaska Native veterans specifically. Isaacs is proud of his service.
You're a veteran, right?
You bet.
Yeah. Where and when did you serve?
I was in the Alaska National Guard while I was in high school. And then I got drafted in December 61. To 63. I was served with the Army, 82nd Airborne Paratroopers. Also, I have a son that is a paratrooper. So
the three-day pole-raising celebration is set for August 16th through the 18th. Isaac says it's all planned out, from food to housing to speakers. He says he's hearing interest from people all over the country, as well as the state.
And I contacted my friend, General Jake Lestenkov. He graduated from Mount Edgecombe like I did. And we were in the National Guard same time. He went on to become two-star general. And I just contacted him last week, so he'll be here. So it's been exciting.
Isaac says veterans and other guests will start arriving on August 16th, the first day. Day two will include a big breakfast and speakers. Day three also will start with a big breakfast. Isaacs hopes those breakfasts will include what military members like to call SOS.
John and I told whoever plans these meals, they better make sure there's SOS on the menu. I don't think they will, though.
SOS stands for bleep on a shingle. I can't say the real name on the radio. It's basically some kind of meat in a creamy sauce served over toast. With or without SOS, after breakfast that final day, the pole will be taken to a park in Kluwak and raised, surrounded by the veterans it honors. Reporting from Kluwak, I'm Layla Carey.